In today's episode, we will be discussing how to efficiently close out the school year and prepare for the summer. I will be sharing some insights and tips on things that you can do now to lighten your load during the summer break, from delegating tasks to your students to reflecting on the past school year and getting your curriculum maps in place. I've got you covered. Join me as we explore practical strategies to help you wrap up the school year in a way that sets you up for success in the next academic term. Welcome to the Secondary Teacher Podcast, the podcast for middle and high school teachers juggling multiple preps to get the strategies to reduce overwhelm so that you don't have to choose between being an effective teacher and prioritizing important relationships. I'm your host, Kristen Masick, a 10-year high school engineering teacher, former middle school assistant principal, and teacher coach. Every week, we will discuss strategies, systems, and time-saving tips to help you not only survive but thrive as a multiple prep teacher. Seem a little premature because you could have a month or 2 months left of school and the summer seems really far away, although it is quickly approaching, to think about the summer and closing out this school year in an efficient manner. But what I want you to do as you dive into this episode is think about the question, what are things that you normally do over the summer in preparation for school to start that you could be doing now? I want that question at the front of your mind as we go through some of the things that you can do now so that you can have less on your plate during the summer. As I reflected over that particular question, one thing that came to mind that I had made the mistake early in my years of teaching was I did a lot of cleaning. I had to do a lot of prepping for the following year. I had several situations where I moved classrooms or moved schools, and I saved all of that for the summer. It was one of those things like, I've just got to get the students done with their projects, and then when they're done, I will pack up and move for the summer. One thing that you can really utilize your students is helping you pack and clean for the following school year. Jared actually spends probably about 2 weeks cleaning his shop. And not only is he cleaning his shop, but he goes to the point of repainting the floor of his shop every single year. And he has noticed, and part of the reason he does this now, is that so many of his colleagues were saving that for things that they did over the summer. And so they spent the entire summer cleaning up, which he had done as well. There are things that you can do to get your space, your classroom, everything ready for the following school year during this school year. And probably the number one thing is to delegate to your students. What are some things that they can do to help you out? Now, this could be cleaning, it could be organizing, and one of the things that I really liked to do was assign different tasks to different class periods. I would have a class period that would clean all of the desks. And I know that that doesn't take very much time, so it could be something that they do prior to leaving that school day, and it's maybe like the last 10 minutes of class. So cleaning surfaces, I would have them take down any of the things that were on the walls was another class. I had a class that was lucky enough to scrape the gum off of the bottom of the desks, which hopefully is not a problem for you, but my guess is it probably is. And it didn't take a lot of time, but for some, it did. And it was usually my class that I felt like had the biggest gum chewing problem. Then when I had my computer lab, we would extensively disinfect the keyboards. We would spray out the keyboards. We would really wash and organize everything, move the computers when we had our desktops so that we would really clean thoroughly underneath, because when the sweepers would come and the custodians would come in the summer, it was usually more of like the surfaces and the carpets and the desks, but really a lot of times they didn't have a ton of time to get into those like nitty gritty areas. Think about some things that your students can do to really help you clear out the school year. Now, the other thing that I want you to think about is reflecting over the past school year. If you haven't been, then I would suggest just look at this last quarter because it's top of mind, or maybe since you got back from the winter holiday. And so from January, what has worked, what hasn't worked, make any notes so that you know moving forward what you need to change and what you need to update. The other thing that I really, really, really strongly suggest is to have your curriculum apps in place prior to the school year ending. And when I say that, what I'm meaning by curriculum apps is you know when you'll be teaching each of your units. If you would like to, you can go deeper than that, but typically I would say just wait for your unit plans and your lesson plans once the school year has started, or once you're closer and you have an idea of what your students are learning and how they're progressing and just kind of the pacing of things. But if you can have an idea of what units you are going to teach when, that is really going to save you a lot of time as well. The other thing I want you to reflect on is your personal calendar. What were some things that came up this year that more likely than not are going to come up the following year? And we're talking about seasons here, like busy seasons, things that happened that may or may not have been in your control. An example that comes to mind for me recently is my oldest son is starting to play baseball. And baseball was our thing last year. It was the very first time we had done something like baseball, and realized the end of the school year was super chaotic because he was playing games two nights a week. And then leading up to those games, he was having practices three nights a week. And it was really preventing us and totally shifting our schedule from being home in our normal schedule, because the games were sometimes at 5:30, but they were also sometimes at 7 o'clock. And so depending on what time the game was, we just had a very different schedule for that night, and very little could be done as far as planning and prepping once we got home, because we were just rush to get to bed. That was a very busy season of my life as well. The other thing to also think about is there is the natural teaching year progression, the phases of your first year of teaching and some of the attitudes. Now, if you are teaching a new class or a new prep to you, or even if you're just a multiple prep teacher and you kind of haven't had time to figure it all out because you have so much going on, these phases will still exist for you. So usually there's like an anticipation phase before school starts and you're excited in August, September, and then you kind of hit survival mode in October, and then you like hit rock bottom right before winter break, and then you get rejuvenated over the break and you start to come back up, and then at this point in time in your April, May time, you're reflecting, and then you go back into anticipation. Now, this cycle can repeat every single year, no matter how long you've been teaching. So what I want you to think about is, do you still operate in these phases? And it's totally fine if you do. There's nothing wrong with you if you do. Because what I want you to think about is, as you're going through that calendar of seasons that were happening in your life, phases that were happening, perhaps you have a spouse who goes on extended business trips at a certain time of the year. I want you to be aware of that when you are putting together your curriculum map, because you may want to adjust things so that it fits your life better at that particular season of your time and of your year. Those are three things I really want you to think about as you are trying to close up this school year. The first one was, what can your students do that are normally things that you do over the summer? The second was, reflect on things that happened the last year. It could be on how your students learned, what worked, what didn't work, but then also reflect on your personal calendar and the seasons and phases of life that you may have experienced during that school year. And then finally, you're going to have your curriculum maps at least kind of loosely set out. You can have them penciled in so that you can erase things. And for the bonus, if you can compare that curriculum map or those curriculum maps for my multiple prep teacher friends to your seasons of life, and maybe just start thinking about, you don't have to make any firm decisions right now, but think about some things that might be adjusted to help you support yourself physically, mentally during those seasons of life that may occur for the following year. If this episode was helpful to you, it could be for others. To help spread the word about this podcast, take a screenshot of this episode, add it to your IG stories, and tag me at Kristen Masick, KHRSTENMASSIC, or leave a rating and review on wherever you are listening to this podcast so that more teachers can find out about it and learn from you what you gain from these episodes. Until next week.